This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agun Erev Shabbos Rabbeisai, we continue our series on Tefillah, our Shir on Tefillah, are sponsored by Rabbi Sal Rose of Los Angeles and his Mishpacha L'Zech Nishmas Tzvi, Ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shehaven Aliyah, V'Yomel Tzioshe for his whole family. And all the Shirim on Chodesh Shvat are sponsored in memory of Meir Ben David Olav HaShalom by my dear friends Mr. and Mrs. David Israeli of Great Neck, New York. Neshama Shehaven Aliyah, V'Yomel Tzioshe for his whole family. We have a amazing approach to understanding the second Hallelujah. We are now in the part of davening that corresponds to Unifa Ercha. We said the first part of Psukei Dezimra is Negadelcha, Gidol, braiding. We braid the various psukim from throughout Tanakh to create braids of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Hoidu, that was Yehi Chavoid. Then Ashrei is Neshabechacha, where even things that in this world that seem difficult and challenging, we are Meshabeachid and we declare that it's Latoiv, that it's Hashem's Chesed to us. And now we are up to Nifa Ercha. Nifa Ercha refers to Pe'er, the crown of world history. The crown of world history are the Yemois HaMashiach. And there are five Hallelujahs. And the five Hallelujahs correspond to five different eras of the Achras Hayamim. The first one that we learned last week is the period of time before the coming of Mashiach. Namely, our era. And there'll be many people who try to masquerade as Mashiach. There'll be false religions. There'll be in every generation Jews who are purported to be false messiahs. They're all imposters. Al tivtechu v'nedivim. Do not trust in generous people. Beven adam she'en lo yisushua. In people who have no salvation. Ashrei shekel Yaakov ve'ezra. Put your faith only in God. When the Mashiach comes, there'll be a new world order. Oise shamayim v'aretz. Hashoymer mesi oylam. When will that happen? Yimloi Hashem li oylam. When God comes to Tzion. Now, the second Hallelujah, we'll talk about the coming of Mashiach. The coming of Mashiach. We mentioned Ashrei is the praise of the Guf. Tilas Hashem yedaber pi. Pi. Vivarech ko basar. Basar. But the first Hallelujah is the praise of the Nefesh. Hallelujah. Halleli Nafshi. Now we move on to a higher praise. We praise the Ruach. Ruach is connected to Mashiach. As the Medrash says on the Pasuk in the beginning of Bereishis, this refers to the Dalet Malchiyos. Veruach Elohim Merachefes. That refers to Mashiach. Mashiach is the Ruach Elohim. By the way, Merachefes is Gematria 288. How? Reish Chaf Pei Meis 288. That's the Arizal. But Reish Chaf Pei is 288. Anyway, Mashiach is referred to as Ruach, like we darshan. V'nacha alav Ruach Hashem. It's referred to the God's Messiah as Ruach. Because once we said in the previous parak, Yimloi Hashem li'olam Hallelujah, and Hashem's word has been verified for all mankind, that in fact, Yimloi Hashem li'olam Hallelujah. So now when Mashiach comes, we say, Hallelujah, ki toiv, zamra, Elokeinu. Just as an aside, says Rav Schwab, the word zamra here is a poetic word. Because in general, the principle that a lamid in the beginning of the word can be also written with a hey at the end doesn't usually apply to verbs, only to nouns. Mitzrayma, instead of limitzray, mitzrayma. But usually you don't say, instead of lizamer, zamra, but this is a poetic usage, says Rav Schwab. Ki toiv zamra Elokeinu! Why is it good? Kinoim, Nova, Sihila. Why is it good to sing? Why is it pleasant? Why is it Na'ava? You know why it's fitting and pleasant and correct? Because until now, all of our praise was just based on Emuna, that Mashiach will come. But now Mashiach is coming! We see the crack of dawn! The Mashiach's on his way! Oh, Mashiach's on his way! Ki toiv zamra elokeinu! Now it's good to sing to Hashem! Ki noim, it's pleasant! Nova sehila, it's fitting! You know why? Boine Yerushalayim Hashem! God is building Jerusalem. Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. He's in gathering the exiles. That's why it's Ki toiv zamra elokeinu. Ki noim nova sehila. Now just a side point, Reb Schwab says. The Medrash tells us, on Reb Shem Bar Nachmeni, we have a tradition that Yerushalayim will not be built until the Jews come back to Yerushalayim. So why do we say, Boine Yerushalayim Hashem, and only then Nidche Yisrael Yechanes? So he says you have to say, God will build Jerusalem when the Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. Now, what does it mean God will build Jerusalem? Says Reb Schwab, Chazal do not refer to the Jerusalem of Te'edi Kolak. Yeah, you know what that is. This ain't referring to Teddy Kolak's Jerusalem. This is referring to the Jerusalem of gold, the Jerusalem of made out of spiritual rubies and diamonds that the prophets tell us about. Says Rav Shab, here's how you should look at it. You know, every Seder night, we all sing, we all cry out, we all pray, L'shana Hava Yerushalayim. And our fathers and our grandfathers, they also sang, L'shana Hava Yerushalayim. And we've been saying L'shana Hava Yerushalayim for 2,000 years. Every Jewish household, every time we say Kaddish, we say V'agalo V'zman Kariv. How many Kaddishim have been said? Millions? More? Are we to say that all of our tefillos didn't accomplish anything? All of our Kaddishim and all of our prayers, they were for naught? The same thing we could ask every Shmona Esrei Yandof, Yirotzen She'yibana Beis HaMikdash M'her V'yameinu. So far, nobody's been listened to. Where did all these tefillos go? Says Reb Shav Chas V'Shalom. We believe that all of these tefillos are extant. We believe that all of these tefillos, even the smallest expression of emunah to Hashem, is eternal. And with each tefillah, Hashem is actively, daily building Yerushalayim. Not only that, every tefillah, every yearning for the rebuilding of Yerushalayim becomes a diamond, becomes a stone, a fire, and becomes an element of light that the Yerushalayim is being built out of. So even though Yerushalayim is a physical city, it will be a wondrous, miraculous building made out of stones of Ruchnias. So every tefillah we offer, every time we say Yerushalayim Ircha, we make a brick of spirituality. Every Kaddish we say Ba'agalov Esman Kariv. Every time we daven Lashon Haba Yerushalayim, that creates a spiritual entity from which Yerushalayim will be built. Now says Reb Schwab, in the end of in Parshas Mishpatim, it says V'sachas Raglov Kemasei Livnas Hasapir Uche'etzem Hashamayim Latoyer. And under his feet is like sapphire brickwork, and like the purity of heaven, that God's throne is made out of bricks. Who made these bricks that God's throne is built upon? Says Reb Shamshon Rafal Hirsch that in Egypt, Klal Yisrael made bricks in order to fortify Pharaoh's Malchus. You could go to Egypt today, and apparently this is becoming the newest fad, where Jews are going to Egypt to see the pyramids and the Sphinx and the palace. These were all built by the Jews. All these, so that means the Jews put in centuries of labor to build up the Egyptian Empire. Therefore, says Reb Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, when we were transitioned from being servants of Paroi to becoming servants of God, then we made bricks to fortify and to establish and build God's empire in heaven. Now, these bricks are not made out of straw and stubble and cement. They're made out of sapir, jewels, because they're spiritual. They're like the shamayim, that through our mitzvahs now, instead of building palaces for Malchus Paroi, we build palace, we build a throne for Malchus Shamayim. So that's what it means at the end of Mishpatim. V'sachas raglov k'masei livnas hasapir u'cha'etzem ha'shamayim l'tayar. That now that we're avdei Hashem, we're being transitioned from building the malchus of Paroi to building the malchus of Shamayim. Says Reb Schwab, I would say a similar idea with a twist, that while the Jewish people were building all of those pyramids and the Sphinx and all of those Egyptian edifices, suffering the brutality of the Egyptians, the whole time they were being mitzapel Yeshua, they were yearning for salvation, they were yearning for the Exodus. Therefore, God took those very bricks that the Jewish people built in Egypt and He transformed those bricks into spiritual bricks, because those bricks were built with feelings of yearning for the Geula. And therefore, Schwab says the same thing. Every tzara that somebody may endure, any distress, any difficult situation that may pass over our heads, when we pour out our hearts, the Emunah Shleima, that God should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, these tefillos become the very spiritual stones from which Yerushalayim will be built. This is what we say. The entire time that Yerushalayim is being built, Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. This doesn't only mean God is bringing back Jews from Ethiopia and Russia. All Jews will return to Yerushalayim and will become a makom built from the tefillos of Klal Yisrael. Now watch this. We continue in the Halleluka. Haroyfei l'shvurei lev. God heals the brokenhearted. What is this a reference to? Now that Mashiach is coming and God is bringing the Jews back to Yerushalayim and building Yerushalayim, then the Jews who in the Gullus were brokenhearted, surrounded by the mighty Gentiles who had to suffer their hatred. And when Mashiach comes, God will heal us. He'll heal our hearts from the downtrodden state of Gullus. U'mechabesh la'atzva yisam, He will bandage our wounds. As God takes us out of exile, He will heal us from our state of despondency and brokenheartedness. Then we say, Moine mispar lakoychavim. God counts the number of stars. So one question is, that's very nice, what's that got to do with the coming of Mashiach? Number two, the word mispar refers to a small number. The last thing you would say about stars is they're a mispar. They don't have a mispar. They can't even be counted. A sach katan is a mispar. So now, that's very strange, because even to our eyes, we see that you can't count the stars. There are tens of thousands just of galaxies. There are actually millions of galaxies. And each galaxy has millions of stars. And our Earth is like a speck of dust in only one of the smaller galaxies, the Milky Way. There's no way anyone could count the number of stars. You can't even see them. So why do we say God counts them? There's no mispar. The answer is to God, Moine mispar, God, that's nothing. To God, it's a small amount. God is infinite, so the finite is small. So what's this got to do with Mashiach? This is so beautiful. This is going back on all the brokenhearted people. That, like this, we say, even though to God, who is so beyond comprehension to the extent that stars are called a mispar, even though to God stars are like, you know, a few pennies, but to people who are suffering and who have suffered, lechulam shemo sikra, each one is valuable, each one looms large. Each one God will give special comfort and attention to. So we're saying that when Mashiach comes, God will heal all the brokenhearted. that even though to God stars are something that we could apply mispar to, but each individual person who suffered in the Golos will be treated with their own compassion and empathy. Then we say, Gadol Adoneinu. God is great. Gadol refers to his Midah of Chesed. Verav Kach. Now watch this. Lisvu Nasai, to his understanding, Ein Mispar. There's no counting. So that is a very odd statement. You can't count God's understanding. Of course, you can't count anyone's understanding. Understanding is not something that's counted. The one thing you can count is understanding. That's not something that you could count. So Shamshon Rafal Hirsch explains, what it means is, relative to the understanding of God, there's no chashivos to a number, because even the largest number, a billion, a trillion, a gazillion, relative to God's understanding, has no chashivas. So we say, lisvu nasai, relative to God's understanding, ein mispar, there's no number that carries any weight, carries any significance. But nevertheless, even someone who suffered relatively in a minor way, that individual will loom large in God's eyes. Ma'oideir anavim Hashem, Hashem will encourage the humble. Those who suffered under the Goyim, God will encourage them. But the word ya'oideir, the root of it is oid. They will endure. And then God will mashpil Rasham adayaretz, lower, break the wicked to the earth. But then we will sing, Enu Lashem, Besoida. We will sing to Hashem in gratitude. We will praise Hashem. And then David HaMelech continues. When Mashiach comes, and the time of the Golos, the Torah says that there'll be tragedy, God will seal shut the heaven, and there won't be rain, and then you'll be destroyed. But when Mashiach comes, no, HaMechasa Shemayim Ba'avim, God will cover the heaven in clouds. HaMechin La'aretz Matar, He will prepare rain for the earth. La aretz is not, doesn't say le aretz, to land, but to the designated land, to Eretz Yisrael. Hamatzmiach harim chatzir, He will cause the mountains to sprout. Noisein levhei malachma. Now, watch this. We say, when the world gets to this madrega, Shabachi Yerushalayim es Hashem, Jerusalem will praise Hashem. Yerushalayim will have been built. The Jews will have been ingathered. They will have been healed physically, emotionally. Then, Shabachi Yerushalayim es Hashem, Halali Eloikach Tzion. Tzion refers to the Beis HaMikdash. That is the seed of the Mamlechas Kainim B'Goy Kadosh. And they will praise Hashem, Ki Chizak Brichei Sha'arayach, because He strengthened the bars of the gates. The bars served to mechazik the doors and the gateways to protect the inhabitants, that the doors should not be forcibly opened. Now, Hashem will have strengthened the bars of the doors, not through fixing an iron, and not through strengthening it with material, but rather, Beirach Banayach Bekirbech, the protection of the future Yerushalayim will be through the fact that Kol Banayach Limudei Hashem, that everyone will be Loim Dei Torah. So, you know, how will Hashem be Chizak Brichei Sharayach? Hashem will strengthen Yerushalayim. Hashem will uphold the security of Yerushalayim through Beirach Banayach Bekirbech. Hasam Gavulech Shalom. Normally, the borders need extra protection against the enemy. But La'asid Lavai, the borders of Eretz Yisrael, will have peace and it won't need to fortify it militarily. And regarding the sustenance of those residing in the city, it will be chelev chitim yasbiyech. One final offering. This is oyoim benayra. I can't say I ever understood this in my life. Why does the end of this parak, we say, God's hasheleachim rosei aretz, He sends His word down to the earth, ad mehiro yerutz devarai, it runs quickly, hastily to fulfill His word. Then we talk about hanoisein sheleg hatzomer, He makes snow like wool, kefar ka'efer yefazer, frost like ashes He scatters. Why are we talking about the snow? What does snow got to do with Mashiach? What does it mean God sends His word down hastily? And what does that got to do with the snow? And then we say, Magid Dvar of Liakov, He teaches us Torah. What's this got to do with anything? The snow? Sending His word down? Teaching us Torah? What does this have to do with the Yemais HaMashiach? The answer is, the Navi Yeshaya says, Perek Nun Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Ki Torah Me'iti Yetzeh. Torah will emanate from me. And that's very strange. What do you mean Torah will emanate from me? God already gave us the Torah. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is Torah zu lo tei mechlefes, lo tei Torah acheres meis habrayis baruch shemai. There will never be another Torah. What does it mean ki Torah me'iti teitzei? The Medrash says Torah chadasha me'iti teitzei. A new Torah will emanate. That's even more strange. Will a new Torah emanate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The meaning is that when Mashiach comes, God will imbue mankind with a much deeper understanding of Torah, where we'll understand the secrets of Torah, the hidden reasons of Torah, and our understanding of Torah will be on a completely new wavelength and depth. And we will recognize the whole world is only a concretization, a materialization, a reflection of the Torah. This new understanding of Torah, that God will imbue into mankind, is the concluding topic of this chapter of Tehillim. You know what will happen in the end of days? Hashoyleachim rasei aretz. You have to understand God's on the Kisei HaKavod, and He has to send His teaching, His Torah, down to this world, all the way to the low, low world. But He'll be able to do it mehera yaretz tzvarei. His word will run down and will quickly go from the highest of heights and enter the simple minds of mankind that they should understand it. But how will God do it? The Torah and Shamayim is so powerful, is so lofty, is so above our comprehension. How will God give to mankind such a incomprehensible, sanctified body of wisdom? You know what the mashal is? The mashal is snow. Everybody here, I'll give you a good mashal. Everybody knows if you're driving on the highway after a snowstorm, you don't want to be driving behind a truck. Because on the top of that truck could be like 3 feet of snow. And if it makes a short stop, all that ice could come crashing down on the car behind it. And if that amount of snow falls on a car, it could literally crush the car. And the snow is not even falling from such a high place. It's just from the top of the truck. Imagine, Rabbi Yisai, if instead of sending snowflakes down from the heaven, God sent snowballs down from the heaven. Well, a snowball coming down from the atmosphere, it would go right through a person's windshield. It would go right through a person's roof. I mean, something like that, that weighs like a pound, coming down all the way from there, it would go through the roof and then through the next floor. So God is very kind. He breaks it up into small pieces and He sends down one little particle of snowfall after another. They're so tiny, they're so light, they're like crumbs, they're like little pieces of wool, they're like little flakes, where not only doesn't it hurt, but it's pleasant when a snowflake falls on you. Everybody knows hail. If it would be a little bigger, a little bit more icy, it makes dents in cars. You know, when I was in Texas, you look at all the pickup trucks in Texas, it always hails. They all have little dents in them from the hail. But God is very kind to us. He's compassionate. He allows the snow to fall in little tiny crumbs and flakes This way it's more acceptable and a more suitable and more easy for a man to deal with. And the reason he does that is because otherwise, lefnei karasai miyamod, who could stand up to God's cold? Because the congealed water up in the heavens, if it would fall down that way in big pieces, it would be lethal. So Hashem is careful to send it, mashlech karchoi kefitim. He sends his ice like crumbs. Kefar ka'efer yefazar. His frost he scatters like the dust. Just like Hashem sends the water in the winter down that way, that, and by the way, and after that, after the snow falls, he sends his word, and he sends the warm air, and it melts everything, and the wind blows, and the water flows, and now mankind could drink the water. That is the method with which God will teach us Torah in the end of days. Magid Devarav Liyakov. Haggadah always refers to a very detailed and pratiyos of information, small bite-sized pieces. God will give us the Torah in small, acceptable, user-friendly, human-friendly little crumbs. Chukav Mishpatav Yisrael. Says Reb Schwab, we know that Hashem commands that the Torah be given, Ve'ilah HaMishpatim Asher Tosam Lefneyam, which Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to Klal Yisrael, the laws of Nazikin and Shoimrim, all the laws of Ben Al Mechaveroi, Baba Kama, Baba Matzia, Baba Asa. And here you have a little child, he's 11 years old, he's learning in Gemara, HaMafgid, Baba Matzia, Baba Basra. And it looks like these are simple, very down-to-earth ideas, but we know that these are just the way that the ideas and ideals and teachings of the Torah are diffused and are trickled down and formulate here in this low world. But in their root, in their source, in the Shamayim, these ideas and concepts of teaching are mammoth, are colossal, are sanctified, are not capable of human being understanding. They give stability to the Kisei HaKavod. It's Tzedek u'Mishpat Mechon Kesecha. They are the great Kerach of heaven that the Navi Yechezkel speaks about. We would never be able to understand the Torah on its raw level had Hashem not broken it up into small man-sized, human-sized little specks and crumbs that we could, our little brains could understand. But the Torah in its raw state, it's like big ice balls. It's like icicles. It's more than that. It's like an iceberg. You know, it's like a glacier. Everybody knows glaciers could be bigger than mountains. Some glaciers are actually taller than Mount Everest. We only see the tip of them. We have to view that the raw Torah and Shamayim is like a big glacier. If God would just throw it down on our heads, we would cease to exist. So He's very kind. He doesn't even give us little blocks of ice. He gives us little snowflakes so that our human minds can understand it. So the snow is a mashal to how the Ribbono Shel Olam teaches us Torah. No Yisein Shelech Katzomer Kefar Magid Devarav LiYakov. That is how Hashem teaches us Torah. In the small details, small crumbs, He breaks down the sanctified, raw, divine wisdom into little flakes, little crumbs that we can understand. To Klal Yisrael, to the hearts of Klal Yisrael. And He sends down His word, and He melts it to satiate the thirst of those thirsting for the water of Torah. And when Mashiach comes, we will understand that the method that God sends the Torah down to us will be, when Mashiach comes, we'll understand not only the crumbs of the Torah, but we'll understand even the raw Torah that existed in the by the Kisei HaKavod. That will be the Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitzei. We're not going to learn Mishnayis and Gemara the way it exists now. We're going to learn the raw Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai. But God does not do this to any other nation. They all have mishpatim that are sichliyim. They have conventional wisdom. They have laws that are just societal. They're just agreed upon to allow society to function, but they don't have any system of law that is in any way comparable to what we have. Mikomakam kol dineim hem toitzas shekol sechel anushim yimei hayavanim. Or from Murabi's code, but we have mishpatim that come down from Shamayim, which are tzimtzum achar tzimtzum, until the Ribbono Shel Olam diffuses to us the small crumbs of His divine wisdom that is rooted under the Kisei HaKavod. And this is the song of the coming of Mashiach, Magid Devarav LiYaakov Chukav U'Mishpatav LiYisrael LoYasachin L'Chogoy U'Mishpatim Bal Yida'um Halleluka. Okay, Rabbi said this is Halleluka number 2. And on that note, I'm going to wish everyone an amazing Shabbos. Bracha v'hatzlacha. And we'll see everybody. Does Hashem, please join us Monday morning at 11:40. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Have a great Shabbos. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.